This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
We are in March. It's the 9th, a Friday, and we are on the precipice, Paul Perillo, of free agency. An exciting month ahead.
I thought you were going to say daylight savings.
Well, that too, but and that does come before free agency. But this is the final Patriots.com Roster Report podcast in the dark season. Because as of next Tuesday, 4 p.m., all holy hell is going to break loose as free agency hits. Peyton Manning may or may not be signed by that point, but everybody else will hit the open waters. And for the first time in a while, or maybe ever, I don't really know my history of the NFL, 4 p.m. free agency starts, so you can actually follow it. You don't have to get up at midnight if you really like the start of free agency to know Rex Ryan is at Bart Scott's door. All that can take place and make the evening news or the late night news or the late sports center. So we are on the verge of an exciting time. Could be an exciting time for the Patriots. Cap room, needs on both sides of the ball, some free agents who could fit. Maybe by 5 o'clock Tuesday, Mario Williams will be a Patriot. Maybe Mike Wallace. Oh, not Mike Wallace because he's restricted. That'll take a little while longer. But you know what I mean. It could be an exciting time. But right now, all we have to deal with is the news of the week. Much as we predicted last week, the Patriots on March the 5th did indeed place the franchise tag for 2012 on Wes Welker. After his five-year deal is coming to an end, the Patriots have decided they'd like to keep negotiating. And as always, the release announcing the move came with a nice statement, so I'm going to read it. This is unattributed, so this just comes from the organization as a whole. And it says, quote, Wes Welker is a remarkable football player for our team and has been a vital component to our offense and special teams since we traded for him in 2007. Utilizing the franchise designation allows both sides more time to try to reach an agreement, which is the goal. Wes remains a contractual priority, and we are hopeful that he will remain a Patriot for years to come. Shortly after that, Wes Welker tweeted that he was happy that he'd be a Patriot in 2012. And
not just 12.
13.
Not just 14, 13.
15, 16. I believe he went all the way to 18. So he'll be a very old receiver at the end of that. And by that time, on his current rate, could have somewhere in the range of 80,000 receptions in the NFL. But Paul Perillo, this is going down the road that we've seen recently with Logan Mankins, although a much quieter road with the Wes Welker camp. We haven't heard from David Dunn, and we really haven't heard from Wes Welker other than his tweets. The same road as Logan Mankins, Vince Wilfork, the franchise tag, and then it is followed up with a long-term deal. Is that what we're going to get in this situation with the all-pro wide receiver?
I really think we are. I think at some point, and I think probably sooner than later, that's exactly what we're going to get. Nothing concrete to base that on. No, we haven't had any talks with any high-ranking officials or anything like that. But, I think you agree. I think this has been pretty positive. I don't think that we've seen a lot of animosity here.
Virtually none. Robert Kraft, Bill Belichick, yep. You know, unattributed organizational comments, and even Welker. He has pretty much maintained,
yep.
I want to be a Patriot. I think
he understands how important Brady is to him.
Yep.
And,
but the flip side is true.
Yeah,
he's important to Brady in the offense.
Yeah, I suppose you can make that argument. I don't think it's anywhere near as valid, but this is neither the time nor place.
But I do
feel you asked the original question. Yeah, I think it's going to happen.
Are there other balls in the air, so to speak, on this question? And what I mean by that, is there any tie-in to moves that could be coming as of Tuesday at 4? Any, you know, we're going to go all in for Mario Williams. We're going to do a restricted free agent offer to Mike Wallace. Are there other balls in the air that could, yeah. You know, we're assuming Welker will be here at approximately $9.5 million, $9.4 million for 2012. But in terms of a long-term deal, would that be tied into other moves they may want to make?
Well, I think that's very possible, Andy, because
if you can lower his cap number, you might actually make it easier if you sign him to a long-term deal, but you're also committing to potentially two big contracts.
Yeah, I mean, that's the practical way of looking at it, and you're right. That's one aspect. But even if you look at it and say, let's say they want to sign Brandon Lloyd, a guy who's long been rumored, who constantly, as yesterday, to Comcast Sportsnet with Tom Curran, spoke to him and reiterated his desire to return and play with Josh McDaniels. If you want to sign him, and the Patriots are interested in signing Wes Welker to a long-term deal, couldn't you see a scenario in which Welker says, well, I don't necessarily want to sign that deal yet. I want to see what you guys are going to give Brandon Lloyd.
Right.
And at the same time, the Patriots want to say, you know what, Wes, we get it. We understand. We don't want to give Brandon Lloyd more than we would pay you. That's been a thing the Patriots have been sort of conscious of, mm-hmm. not bringing guys into the locker room at different positions that make more than the so-called best guy at that position already in that locker room. So there might be a reason on both sides to say, we want to do a long-term deal. Let's be a little bit patient here. We have the whole offseason, and as you said, Andy, there's been no animosity, so there's no real urgency to do it. I could see that scenario playing a factor. Wait till Tuesday. Wait till free agent gets underway. See which direction you're headed. If you get Brandon Lloyd, then go from there.
I do want to go down. This is a roster report, and the roster of free agents. I know most people know the names, but I might as well read them as we are on the verge of these names becoming relevant next Tuesday again at 4 p.m. There are 19 Patriots free agents, 17 of them unrestricted. You have two restricted free agents. The free agents are Mark Anderson, Deion Branch, Andre Carter, Dan Conley, Sean Ellis, Kevin Faulk, Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, Gary Guyton, who tweeted that he's very excited for free agency to start, tweeted, can't wait till Tuesday at 4.
Don't know why he's so excited.
Brian Hoyer, who's one of the two.
Did anybody pay the phone bill?
Restricted free agents, and the only relevant restricted free agent for the Patriots. James Ahedebo, Nathan Jones, Dan Copen, Nico Koutavides, Brett Lockett, the other restricted free agent who's best known for supposedly he had a fling with Kardashian, Antoine Molden, Matthew Slater, Gerard Warren, the aforementioned Wes Welker, and Tracy White. Now, I did want to just tie up a couple loose ends. By Tuesday at 4, restricted free agent tenders also have to be filed, which means you will know how they tender Brian Hoyer. Could be first round with a price tag of $2 million and change, I believe. For him, if they're looking to dissuade other teams from throwing some money at him, they might think twice about giving up a first-round pick for a guy who's done virtually nothing in the National Football League. And March 17th, which is a couple days later, first day that you can sign restricted free agents to offer sheets. So if you were thinking Mike Wallace, the Patriots might be interested, that won't come right away on Tuesday. That comes on March 17th. When you can start signing those guys. But, Paul, I just read you that list. We talked about Wes Welker. Obviously, he is the priority. Of all the other free agents, who's number two in line? What's the guy you'd either like to see them make sure they get or even wrap up before free agency hits on Tuesday?
Well, you know what? I hadn't given a ton of thought, but I'm going to give you the guy that I think is most important, Dan Conley. I think they need one of those guys, Copen or Conley, to come back. I think Copen's probably too expensive at this point. Conley is a guy who's shown that he can step in and start at all three of those spots. I think he's a pretty important guy to get signed. I don't think he'll demand a huge amount of resources. I don't think he'll get a whole lot of attention on the open market. But he's a guy I'd like to see them get locked up before they even get into this process.
Another interesting name is Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, a guy with a lot of touchdowns the last 2 years. The yards fell off this year from his 1,000 yards 2 years ago. Is he a guy that you think is definitely back, could be back? Will he garner some interest on the open market? You know, what do you think his perception is league-wide, and is he going to be an easy guy to re-sign if they want to?
Well, first, it certainly seems as if he's going to get there and get an opportunity to entertain those offers. I do think he'll get some attention. I don't think he'll break the bank, and then I think it becomes his choice. Do I want to go somewhere for modest money? Because I don't think he's going to get overwhelmed. It's not going to be one of these things, well, like Tully Banta came. Well, they right. just gave him too much money. How could he possibly come back? So he's going to have to decide, do I want to stay here where I know I can be a part of this offensive machine, or do I want to go somewhere and possibly get an opportunity to be more of the guy, more of the featured back, and see what happens? It's going to be up to him. My guess, he will probably end up going somewhere else because I think someone will give him some money. The Patriots are probably going to be looking to give him really short money because – and rightly so, he's just one of four.
Right.
You know, and I think someone will make him their starting running back.
I think that'll be a bad move by him.
I agree.
I think it'll expedite the end of his NFL career. I think his longest NFL career is here in New England with a high-powered passing attack where he's a
sure-handed
goal-line guy that the offense loves for what he does. He may want to have a bigger role, but remember when Bill said about Matt Chatham, sometimes you just need to know your role, accept your role? I think if Ben Jarvis Green Ellis wants a long, successful NFL career, know your role, shut your hole, enjoy it.
I agree with you, but I also want to state, I don't want to get misunderstood. I won't say that Ben Jarvis Green Ellis is going to get overpaid by someone and make a mistake chasing the money. That's not what.
No.
That's not my point.
I think he's more chasing an opportunity.
Yeah, that's not my point at all. I think that, you know, whatever he gets, you know, I don't think he's going to get overwhelmed with
a
huge.
Why I made the
but
Matt
I think
Chatham
he wants
comparison.
That opportunity.
All Matt
to go
Chatham
somewhere.
Went to New York for was because he
an
thought
opportunity
he could
play to
linebacker.
Play linebacker, right? And I agree with. I think it's a good
ben
analogy.
Ben Jarvis might get the opportunity to be more of a true lead back.
Yeah, I just didn't want anybody, I didn't want anybody to take that as a shot at Benny because I didn't mean it to be. In no way is it a shot. I just I feel like he'll get an opportunity. Someone will give him an opportunity to be more of a part of the offense than he is here in New England, and I think he'll take it.
Paul, this is the last boring roster report podcast of the offseason. It's all going to pick up. We will be back next Friday to hopefully update you on comings, goings, signings, who knows, retirements. There could be a lot that comes down the pike in the next week. Peyton Manning may be a Bronco, may be a Dolphin. Mario Williams may be a Patriot. Who knows? It'll be exciting, and we'll be here to recap it. For Paul Perillo, I'm Andy Hart. Peace out.
This is John Hanna, Patriot Hall of Famer. Download the podcast now.